堂听 class.com。
商业英语会谈时间。
Business English, time for your meeting.
Dr. Lucky.
Yes?
It's time for our meeting.
Thank you. I'll be right there. Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Lougheed. I'm glad you can make today's meeting. We'll make it brief. Give us 25 minutes. We'll give you the world of business.
各位好，欢迎参加我们的会谈。上一次 Green 先生跟 Anderson 女士谈了在职训练和场外训练，这两种训练方式各有利弊。今天 Green 先生跟 Tate 女士要商谈的是选用训练方式所必须考虑的一个重要因素，雇员的态度或者雇员的情绪。态度这个词的英文是 attitude， A-T-T-I-T-U-T-E attitude。 好，我们一起去参加他们的讨论吧，请边听边思考这个问题。 Anderson 女士该考虑什么？
I hope Ms. Anderson considers employee attitude in her decision.
I'm sure she will. She understands that employees have to be happy in their jobs.
If they don't have a good attitude, they won't work well.
They have to have a good attitude during training, too.
Absolutely. Especially when they're learning new skills.
Like learning computer skills.
Becoming computer literate can be frustrating.
Talk about having a bad attitude.
Employee attitude 这个短语是人力资源发展工作中的常用语。 Tate 女士担心 Anderson 女士在决定采用哪一种训练方式的时候，有可能忽视职工情绪的重要性。我们听听 Green 先生怎么说。
I hope Ms. Anderson considers employee attitude in her decision.
I'm sure she will. She understands that employees have to be happy in their jobs.
Green 先生认为 Anderson 女士是会考虑到职工的情绪的问题的，因为她明白职工务必情绪良好才能胜任工作。 Good 和 bad 这两个词常常会和 attitude 这个词连用。我们来听几个例子。
The employees have a good attitude.
The employees have a bad attitude.
Employees with a good attitude work well.
Employees with a bad attitude don't work well.
现在请你根据自己的情况回答下面的问题。
What kind of attitude do you have toward work?
当然你可以说 I have a good attitude.或者 I have a bad attitude。 让我们继续听他们对雇员的情绪和工作以及业务训练的关系有什么看法。
If they don't have a good attitude, they won't work well.
They have to have a good attitude during training, too.
Absolutely, especially when they're learning new skills.
Kate 女士说，要是雇员情绪不好，他们就不会好好的工作。 Green 先生表示同意，而且他们一致认为雇员情绪还是保证训练成功、学会新技术的关键。我们再听听他们对学电脑新技术有什么看法。但是先得学个生词 ，frustrating， F R U S T R A T I N G， frustrating， 它的意思是使人感到沮丧的，使人感到受挫折的。
Like learning computer skills.
Becoming computer literate can be frustrating.
Talk about having a bad attitude.
他们都认为要学习用电脑相当折磨人，会使雇员产生反感。Green 先生说 ,Talk about having a bad attitude. 这句话是表示同意学电脑费劲儿。我们再听一遍。
Talk about having a bad attitude.
句型Talk about 加上名词或者动名词，常常用来表示同意对方的看法，并且指出其中显而易见的道理。我们再听几个例子。
Talk about a difficult decision.
Talk about a marketing niche.
Talk about loyalty.
我们一起来练习用 talk about 起头的句型。请听了一种情况以后，用这个句型表示同感，然后再对照一下我们的说法。
I can't decide whether to retrain or fire my workers.
Talk about a difficult decision.
We market only to women who wear larger sizes.
Talk about a marketing niche.
My workers have been with me for 25 years.
Talk about loyalty.
让我们再听一遍他们的谈话。请边听边试着回答这个问题。
What should Ms. Anderson consider?
I hope Ms. Anderson considers employee attitude in her decision.
I'm sure she will. She understands that employees have to be happy in their jobs.
If they don't have a good attitude, they won't work well.
They have to have a good attitude during training, too.
Absolutely.Especially when they're learning new skills.
Like learning computer skills.
Becoming computer literate can be frustrating.
Talk about having a bad attitude.
现在请回答下面的问题。答完以后再对照一下我们的答案。
What should Ms. Anderson consider?
Employee attitude.
Anderson 女士接着告诉 Green 先生，董事会很难做出决定，那是因为他们要尽量压低初期费用和停产时间，尽量压低或者缩小，英文是 minimize, M-I-N-I-M-I-Z-E, minimize. 初期费用是 initial costs, initial, 拼法是 I-N-I-T-I-A-L, initial. 我们已经学过停产时间或者休息时间都可以称为 downtime. 还有个习惯用于 bottom line, bottom line, 意思是最重要的因素。好，我们继续参加他们的讨论。请边听边考虑这个问题。最重要的因素是什么？
This was a difficult decision for the board.
The bottom line is always time and money.
True. We're concerned with the initial costs.
There are costs to both alternatives.
Costs in both time and money.
And, of course, you don't want any downtime.
There will be some lost time, but we have to minimize it.
As I said, it all boils down to time and money.
这个决定为什么让董事会很为难呢？他们得考虑的重要因素是什么呢？我们再听一次他俩的对答。
This was a difficult decision for the board.
The bottom line is always time and money.
听来他们难以决定是因为涉及时间和金钱两大重要因素。那么是否两种训练方式都涉及这两个因素呢？我们继续听他们怎么说。
True. We're concerned with the initial costs.
There are costs to both alternatives.
Costs in both time and money.
两种训练方式都会花费时间和金钱。那么，有没有可能做到训练不影响生产呢？我们再听听他们的看法。
And of course, you don't want any downtime.
There will be some lost time, but we have to minimize it.
董事会当然希望不会因为训练而停产，但是实际上这是不可避免的，只能尽量缩短停产时间。我们听听 Green 先生是怎么总结的。
As I said, it all boils down to time and money.
It all boils down to 是个习惯说法。Green 先生说 ,It all boils down to time and money, 意思是这都可以归结为时间和金钱。这里还有个习惯说法是用来重提前面说过的话的 As I said 也可以用其他方式来重复前面说过的话
As I said before.
As I said before, it all boils down to time and money.
At the risk of repeating myself.
At the risk of repeating myself, the bottom line is always time and money.
我们一起来练习，请你回答问题，并且在答案中用刚才学到的词句重提前话，然后参考一下我们提供的应答。
Did you say it all boils down to time and money?
As I said, it all boils down to time and money.
Did you say the bottom line is always time and money? At the risk of repeating myself, the bottom line is always time and money.
接下去，我们要再听一遍他俩的讨论，请边听边思考怎么回答这个问题。
What is the bottom line? This was a difficult decision for the board.
The bottom line is always time and money.
True. We're concerned with the initial costs.
There are costs to both alternatives.
Costs in both time and money.
And, of course, you don't want any downtime.
There will be some lost time, but we have to minimize it.
As I said, it all boils down to time and money.
现在请大家根据听到的内容回答下面的问题，答完以后再对照一下我们的答案。
What is the bottom line?
Time and money.
服装公司董事会终于决定要把职工一分为二，一半人在厂外受训，一半人在厂里。这一来，生产可以继续进行，也就尽可能地缩减了停产时间。好，我们去听听他们的讨论，但是先得学个生词，把什么分成几部分，用英文表达是 split， S-P-L-I-T。Split， 请在听他们谈话的时候思考这个问题：职工将在哪里受训
？To minimize downtime, we're going to do both on-the-job and off-site training.
How? By splitting the workforce into two groups?
Half will train off-site, but during normal working hours.
And the other half will train on the factory floor with the new machines.
By alternating the groups, we can keep production going.
That will minimize downtime, but you still have the oops factor, you know.
Yes, but production will increase as soon as the workers are up to speed.
Then you'll be able to keep up with the retailer's demand.
And keep our workers.
Sounds like a win-win situation.
Anderson 女士的宗旨是尽量缩短停产时间。我们来听听。
To minimize downtime, we're going to do both on-the-job and off-site training.
How? By splitting the workforce into two groups?
在职训练和场外训练两种方式的具体做法是什么呢？我们再往下听。
Half will train off-site, but during normal working hours.
And the other half will train on the factory floor with new machines.
By alternating the groups, we can keep production going.
他们要让一半人在正常工作时间去厂外受训，另一半人在厂里的新机器上训练。这两批人要相互轮换。这里有个生词，轮换 ，alternate, A L T E R N A T E.Alternate 是动词。我们再听一次刚才那句话。
By alternating the groups, we can keep production going.
大家一定记得以前学过的一个词，好像和 alternate 是一家人。名词 alternative， 它的意思是供选择的方式。我们听两个例子，注意里面用到了这两个词。
You have two alternatives.Train on-site or train off-site.
We will alternate the two groups.
虽然两组人轮换训练能使生产继续进行，也尽量缩短了停产时间，但是还有个不利因素仍然存在，我们再听听那是什么。
By alternating the groups, we can keep production going.
That will minimize downtime, but you still have the oops factor, you know.
当然，还是难免会出错，这怎么弥补呢？我们再听听 Anderson 女士的话。
Yes, but production will increase as soon as the workers are up to speed.
这里习惯用于 up to speed, 本意是跟上速度，达到应有的速度。在这里是指能熟练地操作电脑化新设备。Anderson 女士认为，工人一旦能熟练使用新设备，生产就会跟上去。Up to speed 是一个常用的短语，例如有人中途参加讨论，那么原来的发言人就会向他做一些必要的介绍，让他了解背景情况，这就是 bring him up to speed。 我们再听几个例子。
Let me bring you up to speed on our plans.
First, bring me up to speed so I know what's going on.
我们一起来练习用习惯用语 up to speed. 请你听了一种情况以后立即做出回应，并且在你的话里使用 up to speed, 然后再对照一下我们所做的应答。
We're trying to decide what to do. Can you help us?
Sure. First, bring me up to speed.
Hey, what are you talking about?
Let me bring you up to speed.
大家记不记得 Anderson 女士为什么要训练她的职工呢？是因为工厂设备需要现代化，使他们的产量跟上零售商的需求，同时留住忠心耿耿的老职工。让我们看看采用这样的训练方式，他们能不能达到这些目的呢？
Then you'll be able to keep up with the retailer's demand.
And keep our workers.
原来他们既能做到产量满足零售商的需求，又能留住老职工，听来一切圆满。我们再听听 Green 先生的评论。
Sounds like a win-win situation.
他说 a win-win situation.Win-win 的拼法是 W-I-N 连词符号 W-I-N。 这个短语常用来表示一种皆大欢喜的情况，换句话说就是达到了对各方面都有利的圆满结局。好，我们再听一遍他们的这段对话，请边听边考虑怎么样回答这个问题。
Where will the workers be trained?To minimize downtime, we're going to do both on-the-job and off-site training.
How? By splitting the workforce into two groups?
Half will train off-site, but during normal working hours.
And the other half will train on the factory floor with the new machines.
By alternating the groups, we can keep production going.
That will minimize downtime, but you still have the oops factor, you know.
Yes, but production will increase as soon as the workers are up to speed.
Then you'll be able to keep up with the retailer's demand.
And keep our workers.
Sounds like a win-win situation.
现在请大家回答下面的问题，答完以后再对照一下我们的答案。
Where will the workers be trained?
Both on the job and off-site.
现在我们要从头至尾再听一遍他俩今天的讨论，复习一遍今天学到的词句和短语。先是 Tate 女士和 Green 先生在商量。
I hope Ms. Anderson considers employee attitude in her decision.
I'm sure she will. She understands that employees have to be happy in their jobs.
If they don't have a good attitude, they won't work well.
They have to have a good attitude during training, too.
Absolutely. Especially when they're learning new skills.
Like learning computer skills.
Becoming computer literate can be frustrating.
Talk about having a bad attitude.
接下来是 Anderson 女士向 Green 先生咨询业务了。
This was a difficult decision for the board.
The bottom line is always time and money.
True. We're concerned with the initial costs.
There are costs to both alternatives.
Costs in both time and money.
And, of course, you don't want any downtime.
There will be some lost time, but we have to minimize it.
As I said, it all boils down to time and money.
To minimize downtime, we're going to do both on-the-job and off-site training.
How? By splitting the workforce into two groups?
Half will train off-site, but during normal working hours.
And the other half will train on the factory floor with the new machines.
By alternating the groups, we can keep production going.
That will minimize downtime, but you still have the oops factor, you know.
Yes, but production will increase as soon as the workers are up to speed.
Then you'll be able to keep up with the retailer's demand.
And keep our workers.
Sounds like a win-win situation.
Time for small talk.
聊天时间。今天的话题是对一个提议表示不同意。我们上次说了怎么样对提议表示赞同，今天就要谈谈回绝提议的方式。
Let's take a break and get some lunch.
I'd like to, but I can't. I'm too busy.
在回绝以前先说一句 I'd like to, 就会使语气缓和一些。说 I can't 表示有不得已的理由，显然这样说比下面的说法要婉转得多。
I'd like to get some lunch, but not with you.
要是提出具体理由，也能使你的拒绝听来委婉一些。
I'm too busy.
我们再听一些婉言拒绝的说法。
That sounds like fun, but I can't.
What a good idea, but I can't.
I wish I could, but I can't.
我们来听听可能提出哪些理由来拒绝对方的建议。
I'm too busy.
I have too much work to do.
I don't feel well.
I have another appointment.
现在，请你听了一个提议以后，马上婉言谢绝，然后参考一下我们提出的说法。当然，可能有好多不同的说法。
Why don't we go out for dinner?
I'd like to, but I can't.I have another appointment. I wish I could, but I can't. I'm too busy.
Why don't we go to the movies tonight?
That sounds like fun, but I can't. I don't feel well.
Let's get some coffee.
I'd like to, but I can't. I'm too busy.
各位听众，我们的商业英语会谈时间是为从事或有志从事贸易工作的人设计的，但是也适合于具有中级英语水平、希望进一步提高的广大听众。整个教程分52课，在一年内播完，时间是每天傍晚5:35到6:00，每星期一播出新课，星期二到星期天重播。这套课程围绕不同企业向 Tate 咨询公司咨询业务而展开。课程的特点是提供信息时代的最新商业用语和业务概念。配套教材已经由北京外语教学与研究出版社出版发行，书名也是《商业英语会谈时间》，可以在全国各地的外文书店和新华书店买到。欢迎参加我们的商业英语会谈时间。
Miss Wei, how do you think the meeting went?
Fantastic.
Let's schedule another one.
Great.
Dr. Lucky 和我邀请大家再来参加下次会谈，听听 Tate 咨询公司怎么样跟牛仔裤经销商商量讨论应用新型的电子经商。我是维维，这次节目由 Lucky 博士编写，维维改编，严华编辑，叶广海导播。谢谢收听，各位下次再见。